all the regular business, we got one case under old business, and that's case number 11,273, and they're requesting a time extension.
Gentlemen, just for the record, this application was requesting a one-year extension to November 5th of 2015 based on the signature date granted previously by the board.
Mm-hmm.
The public hearing held on this application was originally on October 7th of 2013, and the board did make that decision that the same night as the public hearing. This parcel was the parcel right on the corner of Rehoboth Avenue Extended and Route 1.
Mm-hmm.
And really hard to describe. They're taking down like four buildings and replacing it with one building.
If I recall from looking at the minutes, Mr. Lang, that he was going to have to go through planning and zoning for a site plan approval, right, as well.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, it's one of the conditions of the approval.
So this is his second. How many requests? Second?
Okay.
This be a second request, Mr. Lang?
That's the first. The approval was granted on October 7th, 13th, so this is the first request for an extension.
Okay.
This is the one off of Rehoboth Avenue. If you're coming out of Rehoboth, where there's like
a lot of curvature.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
Quillens.
There's a across from Quillens, but it's Obie's coffee shop. There's a warehouse. There's a couple old houses. It's basically going to take out an eyesore, I guess.
And make it something more
modern. Yeah, the applicant was going to make it kind of like a landmark coming in Rehoboth.
That's right. That was the word they used, actually, I believe.
I have no problem.
Coffee shop, warehouse, and two older dwellings.
What's he need more time for, Lawrence?
Just to start.
Be able to start.
So he can start.
So he can start.
Yeah. Okay. Mr. Bourbon?
I have no problem.
Mr. Rickard?
No problem.
Okay.
Mr. Mills? I'm okay for 1 year then. All right. So I will entertain a motion.
So moved.
I have a second to that.
Second.
Got a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 11,273 for a one-year time extension. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Rickard?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
I'm Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,273 has been granted a one-year time extension. Gentlemen, if that's everything that's before us, Mr. Workman,
yeah,
you have something that you would like to?
Melissa, believe it, the county.
Oh, my.
I don't know if you want to give her a gift or anything.
You want to just take a little something up that he had mentioned, as being a secretary, whatever, gentlemen?
Whatever. Yeah, it'd be fine.
You want to
pick up something? You want to collect?
Okay, we'll let you give you something. You pick it up and let us know.
Okay.
Yeah, let us know.
Mr. Mills, you okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hudson?
Yes, sir.
You okay then? You'll do that for us and just let us know?
Yeah.
At our next meeting?
Yep.
Okay.
Right. You want to get it and get it to her?
You can get it. Do what you on behalf of the board.
I'll bring it next meeting.
And sign a card or whatever. And then you could.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, gentlemen, if there's nothing else,